Most of our family vacations when I was growing up was spent camping in the Four Corners area of New Mexico at Navajo Lake. And while my parents camped with a motorhome, I chose to sleep in a tent. I liked that I could hear the cicadas at night, and if we were close enough to the lake, I could hear the water lapping up against the rocks as if there was some sort of peaceful rhythm. Sounds that I never heard while I slept in the motorhome. Whenever we arrived at the lake, I always enjoyed finding the best place to pitch my tent, making sure that it was on a level spot and that the rain wouldn't run into the tent if it would rain. One year we wound up at a camping spot that had was a short distance from an overlook, a small plain that was not forested. It was a rare treat in the forested area and had a perfect view of the lake. I was enchanted by the thought of being able to see the sunlight dancing on the water of the lake as I exited my tent in the morning. So I set up my small three-person tent on the overlook. And once it was set up, I began to secure the tent with stakes. One, two, three swings of my hammer, and the first stake barely entered the ground. I tried again in a slightly different spot, thinking that I may have hit a rock. One, two, three times again, and it wasn't budging. I moved the tent a little, went to a slightly different spot, tried again, same results. Eventually, I realized, it may have taken a little while, that the entire overlook was rock with just a thin layer of sand on top. And there was no way that I was going to be able to get any of my stakes into the ground. I looked for a way to tie the tent down, but as I mentioned, no trees around, so it was not going to happen. I contemplated moving my tent, but then decided the weather was nice, I was willing to risk it, which worked out fine until the third night. It wasn't too late in the evening, but I'd settled into my tent for the night and was reading a book when the gusts of wind began to pick up. As the wind escalated, I began to feel the tent moving beneath me, threatening to go somewhere. But every time, my sleeping bag and the weight of myself kept it from even shifting until about 10:30. When the rain started coming and the wind continued to gust. By that point, the entire tent had totally reformed its shape. The floor had lifted up around me. The entire top of the tent was arched as if it was an arrowhead. The nylon sides of the tent were rippling violently back and forth, and the weight of my body was the only thing anchoring it to the ground. It was the first moment since the wind had started that I was truly afraid of what might happen. It's also a feeling that surfaced for me last Saturday when I read the news about what was happening in Charlottesville. Even though the winds of racism have long been blowing in this country, Saturday made it feel as if they had already picked up or had picked up from an already hurried pace. Suddenly, those of us privileged enough to have thought that these things ceased to be a problem long ago could no longer deny that it is a problem that plagues us. And now much of the conversation for the past week in the media, from our politicians, and even in our own homes has revolved around this lone topic. The winds have picked up, and for many of us, it can feel as if we're about to be picked up and swept along by forces that we can't even see. And then I read these words from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. For so many in our country, for the people of color who have always known racism has continued to be an epidemic in our country, for those who are finally waking up to this reality, and especially for those of us who are offended by the idea that we might be part of the problem. It can feel as if the mountains are shaking in the heart of the sea, that the waters roar and foam and the mountains tremble with its tumult. That perhaps the earth is changing all around us and we are powerless to stop it. But the psalmist reminds us again, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. This is the promise that we have from our God. Even with the winds whipping around us, threatening to blow us away, whether they be the winds of racism or those of greed or the winds of loss and death, God promises to be present, to surround us, to be our refuge and our strength. A promise that we encounter in the waters of baptism. Just as Peter told those who were baptized in today's text from Acts, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children, for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." The promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord God calls. God has called you. God calls us. Made us God's own, promised to be a refuge from the storms of life, to be a very real presence in times of trouble. And we find that promise in the waters of baptism, and they anchor us in God. All those years ago, sitting in my tent, I needed something other than myself to anchor me to the ground. In much the same way, baptism anchors us so that we have the ability to lean into the storms of our lives. We are anchored down in the promise so that we have the ability to lean into into empathy for our brothers and sisters of color, to hear their stories in a way that breaks down our walls, that helps us to stand with them and to speak out against the sin that lurks within us. Because we are anchored in the promise, we trust that our worth comes from God, from being people of God, which frees us to be vulnerable, to risk that we might just be wrong, and to take a stand on the side of justice. There's nothing to fear. We cannot be blown away. It may seem as if the world around us is changing, and let me assure you that it is, because it always has been. But we are anchored in God, our refuge and our strength. God makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. "Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth," he says. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Today, tomorrow, always.